Greetings in the name of Christ. I'm Pastor Brady Finnern. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw on the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, in every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders and the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. As we hear the words from Revelation chapter 5, it brings me back to my childhood, because one of my first memories in worship as a child was singing "This is the Feast" in the liturgy from the old blue hymnal on Communion Sundays. I loved and still love the tune of this piece, especially when we get to say the words, or sing the words, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." I loved it because I remember a little girl next to me one time singing it so loudly that I thought, if she can sing it, then I can sing it. But I also like this part of it because those words that we sing fit in my singing range very well, so I could sing it even louder than most of the hymns that were way too high for me when I tried to sing them with everyone else. Now, when we sing "This is the Feast," I am brought back to my childhood, but we as Christians are also thrust forward to the new heaven and the new earth revealed to us in Revelation chapter 5. We receive a glimpse of the heavenly glory still yet to come, where the four living creatures, the elders, and all the saints, which includes you and me as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, are worshiping our worthy Savior in complete perfection. Not only are we singing these words, will we sing these words, and we sing them today, because he has all power, honor, wealth, wisdom, as might as our Savior God, but because he makes us worthy only by the blood that paid the ransom for each of us. We sing with the angels today because we will sing them one day because of all that Christ has done for us. Yet we still live in this broken world where our sins are always before us because each of us need to do better. We confess the words of Psalm 130. "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared." We realize our lack of worthiness first when we stand before one another. We realize the sins of the past. We realize the words that we have said to others. We realize the ways that we have not acted as good Christians and other people have seen it. But we also know that our worthiness is lacking when we stand before our Lord. For he not only sees what we have done, but he knows what we have thought. He is holy and we are not. He knows our sins of thought, word, and deed, which is why when the words, "Worthy is the Lamb," ring in our ears, we are grateful. We are thankful, because without his worthiness by his blood, we can never stand. Without his worthiness by his blood, we can never have the forgiveness, because all we would have is iniquities. But we know that we are not ones defined by sin, but defined by the worthiness of the forgiveness we have in Christ. This Advent, we are brought back to the worthy Christ child, the fullness of God in human flesh, named Jesus, because he would save us from our sin. The Lord bless all of your worship this Advent and Christmas as you sing these beautiful hymns, knowing that you are indeed worthy only in Christ. But we are also pushed to the future, where we will join with the four living creatures as we worship the Lord now and forever, where we simply say all that needs to be said. Amen. Thanks be to God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you rescued Daniel from the lion's den and the three young men from the fiery furnace through the miraculous intervention of an angel. Save us now through the presence of Jesus, the Lion of Judah, who has conquered all our enemies through his blood and taken away all our sins as the Lamb of God, who now reigns with his heavenly throne with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.